We're just going to have a chat now with Roisin Watson, who's a history student at Balliol College. So, could you tell us a bit about yourself and what made you apply to Oxford?
I studied history as an undergraduate at Oxford, and I've just returned now to do a master's in modern British and European history. I applied to Oxford because of its world-class reputation and because of the range of options that it offered for history students. For example, one term I was studying the Near East in the age of Justinian and Muhammad, and then the next term I was studying Northern Ireland in the 1960s. So that range really excited me because I wasn't sure yet what kind of history that I would end up liking. I also applied to Oxford because I liked the idea of the tutorial system. And the interview process replicated a typical Oxford tutorial, and so I found that useful in helping me to decide whether the Oxford teaching system was one that suited me. And also the college system at Oxford appealed to me. I was scared about going to university and joining such a large institution, but the idea of having a smaller unit that you could identify with that was smaller than the university as a whole, I found very reassuring.
Could you tell me how you found Oxford and college life?
Well, there's a lot of hard work at Oxford, and you are pushed and you can often feel like that you're out of your depth. However, this makes it all the more satisfying when your tutorial goes well or you suddenly have an idea that excites you. And of course, there's a great deal of academic support, and you're not expected to make the transition from A-level standard to undergraduate level work immediately. The chance to think independently and to discuss those thoughts with expert tutors in many topics has been absolutely fantastic. My college, for me, has been the centre of my Oxford life, both academically and socially. I've enjoyed sitting on the student committee that runs the Junior Common Room, and I found that there's a great sense of community among the students, many of whom are involved in running student services in the college, such as the bar or the cafe area in the Common Room.
And could you describe a typical day as a historian?
Well, the typical day is generally spent in the library reading on your own. This reading is supplemented by lectures, and at the end of the week you generally have a tutorial, which has all been leading up to. This is when you and two other students sit and discuss your ideas on a particular subject that you've been reading about that week. You will be expected to write an essay for your tutorial, but otherwise what exact form this discussion takes place is really dependent on your tutor. Some like you to read out your essay to them and the other student, while others just like you to summarise your arguments quickly. In the second and third years, you also have classes with around 10 other students and you discuss a certain related topic. You do need to manage your time well, but there's plenty of free time for you to fill with your own activities. For me, I filled my time with a lot of student drama, performing in the Magdalen College gardens and also performing some Shakespeare in the Oxford Fire Station, which is a theatre in Oxford.
And outside of term, what do you get up to in the holidays?
Well, it has depended on what stage of the course I'm at, but generally the holidays have been just that. They've been holidays. I've caught up with friends from other universities. I've gone on holiday with my family. I've had a part-time job. At the same time, you are expected to keep things ticking over. You're generally given a reading list for the next term, and you're also expected to prepare for a mini test on what you've just studied. But you do have 6 weeks to do that all, so it's not too hectic and you have plenty of time for yourself.
Okay, and you've actually left Oxford once but come back. What are your future plans?
Well, I have come back, and so there's always the temptation for further academic study, but otherwise I'm looking into a career involving museums or galleries or archives.
Well, thank you very much.